St. Pete.
Radio StPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell reviews Rocket Man, now playing in area theaters.
In any given cinematic year, I average around 275 films. And out of all those hours, directors, actors, and cinematographers, I would say I witness around 10 perfect scenes. 10 perfect scenes every year, and it's worth it. To sit through mind-numbing slasher movies, comedies that are anything but, and dramas so dry it hurts to blink because everything is solidified in sun-baked sand. Well, Rocket Man has one of 2019's top 10 scenes. I recognized it immediately. Buried between the rising action of Reginald Dwight transforming into Elton John, and before the hour-long slog of addiction and depression, there's Crocodile Rock. During Elton's first performance in America, at the Troubadour in Los Angeles, Taron Egerton launches into his version of the iconic pop smash. And right when we expect a chorus of la-la-la-la-las, director Dexter Fletcher ensures his place in year-end compilation scenes. Time slows down a few times in Rocket Man, but one of the few places it works is Crocodile Rock. Elton's feet leave the stage as he pivots to become horizontal in front of the piano. The entire audience are literally boots off the floor, hovering a foot above the ground, suspended in shock at a performance announcing the arrival of one of rock and roll's most important and outrageous performers. The la-la-la-la-las are a chorus chant, building upon itself and hinting at the sublime, before Elton plunks back onto the boards and thrashes the piano anew. The rest of Rocket Man is the rise and anguish of a musical genius, but without the rigid structure of Bohemian Rhapsody. Rocket Man is more across the universe, with its tendency for choreographed musical numbers and fantastical interludes. It's about the song's feelings rather than how they came about. Acting as home base for the film, as it flashes back to show us how Reginald's childhood in early 60s conservative English London and into the hows and whos of mega fame is an AA meeting. Elton arrives clad in a neon orange spandex bodysuit adorned with devil horns, ready to admit he has problems. Demons include alcoholism, pills, cocaine, sex addiction, and a pinball wizard. Parents usually receive their fair share of the blame and one's descent into chemical solace, and Reginald's earned their accolades. Before Dad, played by Stephen McIntosh, took off, he was a neglectful porcupine of pent-up nerves, an acid tongue, and showed every sign home was the last place he wanted to be. His response to Elton asking for a hug is, "Don't be soft." Mom, played by Bryce Dallas Howard, is a smidge more endearing. Martini in hand, she complains of all the domestic chores, from the cooking and cleaning she must confront, while in the background, Reginald's beloved Nan, played by Gemma Jones, is the one actually accomplishing all those actions. Many believe a tortured childhood is more likely to translate into later inspiration for the artistic set. And Reginald Dwight had his sackful early on to lug with him and aid his metamorphosis into Elton Hercules John. The American soul singer Elton acts as a backup musician for announces the film's theme fair and square, in case you need the helping hand. Kill the person you were born to be the person you want to be. Elton's transformations tend to occur in montage and through a musical number. Some are quite organic, including an early song of his family and younger self, played by Matthew Illisley, singing "I Want Love," as each feels isolated and forlorn. Some are more forced, as Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting spirits us from youngster to high school graduate ready to make a name for himself. The musical chronology is off, which is a bold but effective choice, which may irritate biopic purists. "I Want Love" is a latter-day Elton John song, composed well after this film's timeline. "Goodbye Yellow Brick Road" does not make its full appearance until the end, even though it peeks around the corner every now and again. The song I was most looking forward to, Tiny Dancer, is an also-ran, as Elton suffers unrequited love from his songwriting partner Bernie Taupin, played by Jamie Bell. Jamie Bell is connected to Rocketman's screenwriter Lee Hall, who also wrote Billy Elliot, the British feel-good film which launched Bell as an actor and reduced real-life Elton John to tears. It's Billy's tough relationship with his father, of course. Elton knew Lee Hall had the experience and the chops to transform his loud and complicated life into a script. I wonder if Elton told Hall to make sure and really focus on the booze and the drugs. The more falling down and snorting things up my nose scenes, the better. I fall back on a firm personal belief. It is nigh impossible to make an engaging film about addiction, one that really holds the audience's attention. These depth-of-the-soul stories almost descend into a monotonous bore, which is what the entire 1980s are in Rocketman. Elton drinks for breakfast, he tries to commit suicide by pills and diving board, and he shrugs off Bernie at the inevitable, "Let's go back and do it like we used to," conversation. Yet, even though Rocketman is more sobriety quest than celebration, take stock that you will emerge moved on the other side. Taron Egerton's performance is a phenomenon. He does not mimic nor copycat the real man. He sings the songs his own way and only parrots the costumes. When Goodbye Yellow Brick Road finally moves center stage, Taron is running away from the spotlight and bad influences while screaming the chorus in the back of a cab. It's not the film's perfect shot, but it's a gut-punching capstone. Rocketman also benefits that many of these events most likely did not happen exactly this way. It doesn't matter. This is a movie, and we get the gist. We also get a new Crocodile Rock, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, and I'm Still Standing. Those of us who saw the animated film Sing will enjoy the song even more if you remember Edgerton sang the same tune there as Johnny the Gorilla. 30 years in the life of Elton John is interesting. Edgerton's performance is almost mandatory. But it's the perfect scene, folks. You owe it to yourselves to experience that fleeting comet in the theater. That is why I give Rocketman 3 out of 4 stars.
RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit charliejewell.com.